Johnson gets the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero. Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Four against Bradley for three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG Roll, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He got again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5. 4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Welcome to today's World Sports News. I'm Matt.
I'm Letty.
First, some news about NBA last week. The overall game is still pretty impressive, but the top team's performance is a bit disappointing. The Cavaliers ended its game with 2 wins and 19 points lost in Wednesday, beating the Heat, which was led by Wade. The West Warriors lost all 3 games. Many players were absent because of various injuries. I guess that may be a preparation strategy, because this season the Western powers have 2 to 3 core superstars, so Warriors better ensure that the playoffs are refreshed.
Yep, in East and West, the top 3 are the Raptors, the Celts, and the Knights. The West is Rockets, Warriors, and Pioneers. What's more, in the West, the 3rd and the 8th places are very competitive, and the difference of score is less than or equal to 0.5. The teams in East are still relatively stable. I hope all these strong teams can show their power.
Next, in La Liga, Barcelona leads the pack, followed by Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. 30 round of war with focus in peace compared for June Stadium. Barcelona win 2 less than a true risk silver. Vizquez and Muro, Suarez and Messi last 2 minutes to ball. Barco keep the season unbeaten and continue to lead with 20-point lead. Real Madrid beat Las Palmas 3-2 on the road, with Barma scoring twice and Benzema scoring. Real Madrid's 4th strategy win is 3rd in the table.
In the Premier League, Manchester City is in the lead. However, Manchester United and Liverpool have a big difference. Last week, United's 2-0 win over Swansea led a 5-minute lead, with Lingard passing the ball and Lukaku 13-yarding from the left side of the box. United's 20th-minute expansion, Lingard hit back, and the lower left corner of Sanchez edge in the lower left corner of the net. 2-0 finally.
Another game, Manchester City beat Everton 3-1 with Sandro, Spurs and Sterling scoring goals. Manchester City still lead with 16 points after 5 straight wins. It's made a perfect start in the 4th minute, with Laporte standing, Silva's left side of the penalty area, and undefeated Sarri 10 yards left volley in the net. Manchester City widened the gap in the 30th minute, with the left side rallying on the right side of the DE bomb, and unguarded edge of the Hotspur box, 2-0. Manchester City was close to the game in the 30th minute, with Fernando directly passing through the top left corner of the silver big box, and edge of the starting edge outside edge of the box was shot into the net, 3-0.
Then let's look at the Serie A situation. Juventus lead the table, followed by Napoli and Roma. Serie A's 30th round of focus. Juventus 3-1 home win at AC Milan, and it is Milan's Serie 5-10 unbeaten run. It's now 4 points ahead that team. Inter Milan beat Verona 3-0 at home. He scored 2 goals, including the fastest Serie A goal in the opening 37 seconds of Inter Milan in February 2007. Paris wondered too. Gendry and the visiting team Faris hit the post. Verona goalkeeper Nicolas Sagozzi was sent off before the end of the game.
What an amazing game. I prefer the strategy of the Serie A, which gives me a taste of the wisdom of the game. Football is not only played with feet, but also the highly integrated thinking of 11 people.
Absolutely. No matter football or basketball, they are all very team-oriented. So one person's talent is not enough to help a team get victory. The team's tacit cooperation is more important.
That's a good overview of sports.
Yes, stay tuned. Bye.
Though the NBA regular season is coming to an end, there are still wonderful games.
Sure, now we are focusing on a splendid match between New York Knicks and Charlotte Hornets on March the 26th, which is really exciting. Monday night was a battle between the young Knicks backcourt of Frank Ntilikina and Trey Burke against all-star Kemba Walker. Ntilikina has become much more confident as the season has gone on, and was extremely aggressive in the first half attacking the basket and pressuring opponents on the defensive end. Ntilikina scored 12 points on 6-8 from the floor.
Despite his strong half, Charlotte was able to hold the Knicks to 49 points and led by 13 at halftime. Burke had a hot hand out of the locker room in the third quarter, scoring 6 points in the first 3 minutes of the period. Michael Beasley followed Burke's lead and finished with 15 points in the third quarter, highlighted by 4 dunks. To pull the Knicks within 5, Burke continued to fill it up and tie the game with 9 minutes remaining after back-to-back baskets. A battle between Kemba Walker and Burke ensued in the closing minutes, and Walker gave the Hornets the lead, with just over 3 minutes left in the ballgame.
The Knicks continued to fight and tie the game with just under 2 minutes left. Hardaway nailed to 3-pointer with 40 seconds left to give the Knicks a 3-point lead, but Walker answered to send the game to overtime. Walker sealed the victory in extra time, scoring an assisting on 15 of the 16 Hornets' 15 points, which allowed Charlotte to win with a final score of 137-128.
Dwight Howard got 23 points and 13 rebounds, supporting the inside of Hornets, which gave the team a chance to defend next year. Their hot hand quarters, and Kemba Walker gained 31 points and 7 assists against Burke. The young man looked like Allen Iverson, who performed perfectly. According to the two players, we could see that these two teams have its potential.
Michael Beasley scored 27 points while shooting 55% from the floor. To tell the truth, I'm glad to see the excellent performance given by the previous Shandong player of CBA. Ennis Kanter had his 38th double-double of the season with 15 points and 30 rebounds. Not a bad face with Howard, who used to be the man can exchange. Tim Hardaway put in 17 points on July 12 shots.
Terry Bird put in a career high and Knicks season high, 42 points while making 61% of his shots. Additionally, in his second start with the Knicks, Bird was an all-around floor general, dishing out 12 assists while only turning the ball over twice.
Trey Burke scored 35 points in the second half in overtime alone, the most points scored in one half by Nick this season. Someone said that it's good to have the legendary skin so that Burke actually played like Iverson, who evoked our memory on the golden generation of 1996 once again, and made us sigh that time flies.
But Krista Porzingis quit the season because of a bad injury. Knicks seem to discover another young man with unpredictable potential. We wonder if he can be a new star rising since he has so many features similar to Iverson.
According to this match, we're fully aware of the strength each NBA team could have. There's no weak team, only team in wrong condition. As long as we give them time to figure out a way that fits them the most, the team will become better.
What you said makes me looking forward to the playoffs. That's all for today's Harvard game. See you next time.
Bye, thanks for listening. I'm Anna. Meet you next week.
Dear audience, this is Weekly 4C. I'm Cassio.
I'm Colin. Today we will analyze the recent matches of Real Madrid. In the 30th round of La Liga, they fought away the last pounds. Real Madrid have been unbeaten in the last 17 years against the island team, and Ronaldo, who has scored 6 goals in a row, is scheduled to take a break.
What's more, Carvajal is suspected, Ramos is injured, and the 6 aces of Real Madrid are out of the games. Today's program will be divided into 3 parts, so please stay tuned.
First, let's see. In the last 6 league matches against Las Palmas, Real Madrid won 4 and lost averaging 3.3 goals. Last time the capital team lost to an island team, it was 2-4 in October 2001, still incumbent. Leganés scored.
Yeah, and Las Palmas was in relegation zone, 6 points away from Levante, which ranks the 4th from the bottom. So they are under huge pressure to ascend. Manager has lost 32 points in his A-game career against Real Madrid. However, the Yellows' advantage is that Canary Islands are located in West Africa, far from Madrid, where Real Madrid's many native players have just returned from the national team. Thus, they have clearly advantage in physical strength.
On the other hand, next week, Madrid will play against Juventus, ending the tournament of Ronaldo is scheduled to take off. The Portuguese scored 14 goals in 6 consecutive league matches, which was the best performance of Real Madrid ever since he scored 11 consecutive rounds in November 2014. Because of his great show in last round, and was just returned after playing 2 national games, the manager decided to give him a holiday.
Back to the point, Champions League will rely the war, and Real Madrid will face tenacious champions of Italy Serie A. Spanish media have reported that Real Madrid will be able to retain their strength in La Liga and put more energy into the Champions League.
In this game, Bale will certainly be entrusted with a hard task. However, according to the football legend Berrigan, Real Madrid will sell Bale this summer, and the Welsh will probably be the Premier League with Manchester or his old club Hotspur. In addition, Bayern München is also a choice.
And here is the third part, except Cristiano Ronaldo, Kroos and Maslow are also scheduled to have a rest, while Carver has already had 10 yellow cards in the league and is automatically suspended. Ramos, Isari and Sabalos will be upset because of injury. Real Madrid may have 6 main players lacking total. At the same time, the DN has recruited the second team definer, Hector, and midfielder Oscar to be backup.
Of course I want to stay in charge, and the idea never changed. It's an important game, and even if we are going to play with Juventus next week, the way we prepare for the Battle of Turin is play well tomorrow and hopefully stay in good shape. Hell is ready to play, Isco is a Real Madrid player and will stay here, I admire. The national team hat-trick, I see, I'm happy for him. I am not unfair to Isco, maybe he can be the middle of the national team and the club, but I always think he is an important member of this team, said Zidane.
In closing, I will share you my prediction of the first formation. The 10 players probably will be
Navas, Neco, Varela, Belagio, Theo, Hernandez, Lucas Vazquez, Casemiro, Kovacic, Asensio, Benzema and Bale. That's all for today's Weekly Foresee. The next is Yeoman. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I'm Cassio. See you next time. Bye.
Oh, to see without my eyes the first time that you kissed me, boundless by the time I cried.
Hi guys, welcome back. This is Alex. Today I'm going to lead you to an epidemic kind of sport around many countries in the world, and that is curling. Curling is a sport in which players slice stones on a sheet of ice towards the target area, which is segmented into four concentric circles. It is related to bowls, balls, and shuffleboard. Two teams, each with four players, take turns sliding heavy polished granite stones, also called rocks, across the ice curling sheet towards the house, a circular target marked on the ice. Each team has 8 stones, with each player throwing 2. The purpose is to accumulate the highest score for a game. Points are scored for the stones resting closest to the center of the house at the conclusion of each end, which is completed when both teams have thrown all of their stones. A game usually consists of 8 or 10 ends. But what's the history of the sport? Evidence that curling existed in Scotland in the early 16th century includes a curling stone inscribed with the date 1511 uncovered when an old pound was drained at Dunblane, Scotland. The world's oldest curling stone and the world's oldest football are now kept in the same museum in Stirling. The first written reference to a contest using stones on ice coming from the records of Paisley Abbey, Renfrewshire, in February 1541. Two paintings, Winter Landscape with a Bird Trap and The Hunters in the Snow by Peter Bruegel the Elder, depict a Flemish peasants curling, albeit without brooms. Scotland and the Low Countries had strong trading and cultural links during this period, which is also evident in the history of golf. Curling has been a medal sport in the Winter Olympic Games since the 1998 Winter Olympics. It currently includes men's, women's, and mixed doubles tournaments. The mixed double tournaments was held for the first time in 2018. In February 2002, the International Olympic Committee retroactively decided that the curling competition from the 1924 Winter Olympics will be considered official Olympic events and no longer be considered demonstration events. Thus, the first Olympic medals in curling, which at the time was played outdoors, were awarded for the 1924 Winter Games, with the gold medal won by Great Britain and Ireland, 2 silver medals by Sweden, and the bronze by France. A demonstration tournament was also held during the 1932 Winter Olympics between 4 teams from Canada and 4 teams from the United States, with Canada winning 12 games to 4. Since the 1998 Olympics, Canada has dominated the sport with their men's teams winning gold in 2006, 2010 and 2014, and the silver in 1998 and 2002. The women's team won gold in 1998 and 2014, and the silver in 2010, and the bronze in 2002 and 2006. The mixed doubles team won gold in 2018. I'm sure we're all curious about the curling stone because it's quite a heavy one. The curling stone is made of granite and is specified by the World Curling Federation, which requires a weight between 38 and 44 pounds, a maximum circumference of 36 inches and a minimum height of 4.5 inches. The only part of the stone in contact with the ice is running surface, a narrow flat annulus or ring 0.25 to 0.50 inches wide and about 5 inches in diameter. The size of the stone bulges convex down to the ring, and the inside of the ring is hollow concave to clear the ice. This concave bottom was first proposed by J.S. Russell of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, sometime after 1870, and was subsequently adopted by Scottish stone manufacturer Andrew Kay. And we also have the curling groom or brush. It is used to sweep the eye surface in the path of the stone and is also often used as a balancing aid during delivery of the stone. As next Winter Olympics will be held in Beijing, I hope that more and more people in China will get to know this kind of sport and hopefully can participate in it as a team event. Alright, this is what the Yeoman is all about. And thanks for listening. I'm Alex. See you next time. Bye.
Brazilian football player Kaká. His full name, Ricardo Edson dos Santos Leite. Now let's take a look at his growth story. Kaká was born on April 22, 1982 in Brazilian Brazil. Mother Simona Cristina Santos Leite is a teacher and father Jose Jackson Berlera Leite is an engineer. This brought Kaká to a Welsh family. And Kaká's brother Dagan was also a footballer. He spent the first 4 years of his life in Brazil, and when he was four, his family moved to Sao Paulo in October 2000. Kaká accidentally hit the bottom of the swimming pool while diving. He immediately went to the hospital for 4 shots and everything looked normal. However, after 2 days of training, he felt dizzy and the pain in his neck was severe. A medical examination in Sao Paulo revealed a fractured spine. He was almost paralyzed by the accident, and unfortunately, Kaká recovered fully from the accident. He thought it was God's work, and he believed in God. In the summer of 2003, Kaká moved from Sao Paulo to AC Milan, and the transfer fee was 8.5 million euros. In AC Milan, Kaká's outstanding performance gave him the lead in a short period of time and led to the departure of Rivaldo. Kaká's speed has accelerated the pace of AC Milan's attack, which has gradually become the core of AC Milan's attack. In 2003, AC Milan and Boca Juniors were beaten in 120 minutes, losing 3-1 in the penalty shootout and failing to win the championship. In the 2003-04 season, Kaká scored 10 goals in 30 games to help AC Milan win the title. In the first season of the Serie A season, Kaká was rated as the best player of the league and the best foreigner, given his excellent performance. On December 24, 2005, the wedding of Kaká and Caroline, a Christian, was held at the Christian Evangelistic Church in Sao Paulo. In 2006, Kaká scored a hat-trick in both the Serie A and the Championships League. On April 9, 2006, Kaká finished his first hat-trick in the 33rd round with Chile. All three were scored in the second half. on November 2, 2006, Kaká scored a hat-trick in the Champions League group game to help AC Milan beat Anderlecht 4-1. 2007 was the most successful year of Kaká's career. Kaká led 2007 AC Milan won the Champions League.With outstanding performers, won the European Golden Boar and FIFA World Player in 2007. He is considered to be one of the most outstanding tracking players in world football today. At the United States in 2008, Time Magazine selected as one of the most influential figures in 100. In the 2007-08 season, Kaká scored 15 goals in Serie A and was the top scorer in AC Milan. Kaká is also the second leader in the league. However, AC Milan didn't perform well and didn't qualify for the Champions League in the 2008-09 season. Kaká helped AC Milan regain the European crown in the 2008-09 season. On September 3, 2013, signed a contract with AC Milan.On June 13, 2014, Kaká failed to win the World Cup in Brazil. On June 30, Italy club AC Milan announced that he would terminate the contract with Kaká. On July 1, the American club Orlando officially announced Kaká's signing on the official website, signing the contract for 3.5 years. He retired on December 17, 2017. Ronaldo has said,What do I like more about Kaká and Cristiano Ronaldo? Of course, choose Kaká. Cristiano Ronaldo has a good life, but Kaká has the ability to decide the game. His grasp of the situation on the count not many players can do. Kaká was incredible. He was strong. He was amazing. He was skilled. He was always focused on the game. And I was always a Kaká.Zico has said, Kaká is the pride of Brazilian football. He's the best, but he is still improving every day. His glory is just beginning. He reminds me of Socrates. That's all for today's great. Thank you for your listening.
Cast, producer, Ada, Xu Yang. Anchor,
Letty, Lei Ting.
Steve, Zhao Yue Yang.
Journalist,
Cassio, Ni Wen.
Colin, Han Wenxuan.
Alex, Zhang Hanqi.
William, Duan Yujing.
Carmel, Wang Yunmeng.
Matt, Gong Gao Wangjiu.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。